Have I Done Any Good? By Richard M. Romney, Managing Editor. LDS Eagle Scouts in Alabama and Tennessee are making the world a better place, one project at a time. Have I done any good in the world today? Have I helped anyone in need? Have I cheered up the sad and made someone feel glad? If not, I have failed indeed. From Hymns, number 223. A young man can make a difference in the world today, and one way to do it is with his Eagle Scout project. Consider the following activities. Not forgotten. At the top of a hill, the highway traffic on I-65 rushes right by a grove of trees. Few people even notice the cluster of 30 to 40 headstones nestled in the triangle between the main road and an off-ramp leading toward Vinemont and some other small towns. But the young men of the Calman Ward, Huntsville, Alabama stake, pay attention to the spot whenever they go by. It's the site of the Wilhite Cemetery, and without their efforts, including four Eagle Scout projects over the years, the graves of these settlers from the 1820s, and of others in additional cemeteries nearby, could quietly disappear. Tied Together. It isn't your typical activity at the Bird Springs Ward Cultural Hall. 200 young men and women from all over the Huntsville, Alabama stake have gathered here on a Saturday afternoon. But they're not attending a dance or a youth conference, not playing sports or putting on road shows. They're tying quilts, more than 24 of them. The quilts will be donated to a center for children whose parents are in jail or otherwise absent. The massive quilting bee is Tyler Williams' Eagle Scout project. Right Neighborly. Up north, just over the state line in Tullahoma, Tennessee, Brandon Bates looks at his neighbor's house across the street. It brings a smile to his face, and whenever he walks across the street to say hello to his neighbors, he brings a smile to theirs. Not long ago, their house and garage were badly in need of painting and repairs. But they are elderly and have health and sight problems. They couldn't do the work themselves and couldn't afford to hire it out. As part of a community beautification activity, Brandon and other young men helping him with his Eagle Scout project came to their rescue. What's the difference? The young men in these three examples, and other Aaronic priesthood holders like them, probably don't think of themselves as making a great difference. They may simply feel they're working to fulfill requirements for their Eagle Scout Award. But most of them seem to have one thing in common. They saw something that needed to be done, and they did it. Along the way, they organized others to help, gave a worthwhile effort, and made a lasting memory for themselves and those around them. That kind of effort does indeed make a difference. An Eagle Scout project should demonstrate leadership abilities, involve other scouts, and should have enduring significance, according to K. Hart Bullock, director of LDS Scouting Relationships. Quote, "Your project ought to be something you would be proud to tell your children about, or even one day show to your children," he says. "It doesn't necessarily have to last through many years, but it, or the memory of it, should be something of lasting effect on people or the community." Unquote. Brother Bullock also suggests that you might find ideas for projects by talking with your Aaronic priesthood leaders or by visiting with city officials or government agencies responsible for lands, forests, public health, or safety. The best thing, he counsels, is simply to be aware of your surroundings so you can see what needs to be done in the community or for the church. In other words, adapt to local conditions and people. Ask yourself, what can I give in service to them? The photographs with this article show scouts and other young people quilting, and the sidebar says, Tyler Williams learned that an Eagle project can tie a lot of people together. He gathered about 200 young men and young women both LDS and non-LDS, for a massive quilting bee that provided badly needed blankets for displaced children. Another sidebar, young men like Franklin and James Arthur Jones of Cullman, Alabama, have cleaned up a number of burial places in their area, including the Wilhite Cemetery shown here. Their efforts have included four Eagle projects over the years and have kept important historical sites from disappearing. Back to the article. A mental map. Tyler got his idea of holding a massive quilting bee by talking with the Stake Young Women presidency. They came to me, actually, he explains. Of course, my mother is in the presidency, and she knew I was looking for a project. But he quickly realized that providing the quilts could do what he hoped to do. He could organize a lot of people, including some non-LDS friends he had helped with their projects. He could help the community, and he could let some lonely children know they were loved. He learned quickly that other things were required, too. You can't just crash through it, he says. You've got to have a plan. You have to be organized. You have to delegate. You've got to have it mapped out mentally and be assertive so people know what to do. With donated yarn and fabric, flyers and announcements throughout the stake, and half a dozen borrowed quilting frames, the project from start to finish was completed in about 1 month. And that, he said, was rushing it. His advice to others, get it done before you're about to turn 18. Remember people. In Tullahoma, Brandon talks with two fellow Eagle Scouts, Joseph Jackson and James Ferguson. They're close friends who all got their Eagles within months of each other. Joseph built picnic tables for a senior citizen center. With proper approval, he upgraded speed bumps in the road inside the center and installed and painted concrete parking barriers to help with traffic flow. But the highlight, he says, was meeting with those who used the center and hearing them say thanks for what he had done. Now I drive by and see them seated at the tables, Joseph says. I know the people, and I see how I help them. I know it's the kind of thing I'd like somebody to do for me. James organized a dozen scouts who worked with him to clean out underbrush, build a series of natural stair steps, and add half a mile to a hiking path in a remote area of Franklin State Forest outside Sewanee. They properly identified the trail with new blazing marks and corrected or eliminated old ones. We hike 2 hours in and 2 hours out, carrying a lot of gear both ways, he says. It took 2 full days of work, not counting all the phone calls, coordinating crews, material, and equipment. But as we worked together, along with getting the job done, we joked and laughed and had a good time, he says. Which ties in with what Brandon says, summing up the experience of all three young men. You learn to love those you serve with, he says, as well as those you serve. Sidebar for a picture of the boys together. Brandon Bates, Joseph Jackson, and James Ferguson feel their Eagle projects have built a foundation of service as solid as the picnic tables Joseph built for a senior citizen center. And Brandon experiences that same doing for others feeling each time he visits his neighbors across the street. Build a tradition. Back in Cullman, the young men talk about the value of building a tradition. We've cleaned a lot of cemeteries up in the hills here, says Arnold Drake, 13. It started with one Eagle project, and that led to another and another and another. For example, 5 miles away in Falksville, members of this same troop team, 335, earlier cleaned up a cemetery of about 150 graves, including the resting places of both slaves and prominent citizens. These scouts have learned to safely operate weed whackers, to properly glue broken headstones together, and to keep a journal of names and locations for people who wish to visit graves or do family history research. We don't just do cemeteries. We do other Eagle projects, too, says Enoch Jones, 15. And we do lots of community service to benefit others and ourselves. He pauses and adds, traditions are a part of our heritage. Building a tradition of service helps us to remember who we are and where we came from. Keeping up the cemeteries is just a part of that. Planning. Work. People. Traditions. Service. Those are all things that make a difference. And Eagle Scout projects, the best of them, make a difference by including each one. Note from the editor. Since this story was written, Brandon Bates has become a full-time missionary serving in the Guatemala Quetzaltenango mission, and Tyler Williams has received his call to the Romania Bucharest mission. End of Have I Done Any Good?